expecting the Father to be revealed. Luke chapter 10 verse 22. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Denial of self, take up one's cross and follow Jesus. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me." Luke chapter 9 verse 23. And he was saying to them all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me." Must be a servant of all. Mark chapter 9 verse 35. Sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." Must forgive to be forgiven. Mark chapter 11 verse 25. Whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. Jesus must be first in one's life. Luke chapter 14 verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not love me more than his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. A partaker of the life of Christ. John chapter 6 verse 51. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. God fearing and doing the Father's will. John chapter 9 verse 31. We know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is God fearing and does his will, he hears him. Be honored by the Father. John chapter 12 verse 26. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Keep his word and be loved by the Father. John chapter 14 verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him."